So I am calling the meeting to order, and our first order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Jackson, if you wouldn't mind taking the roll call.
Sure. Supervisor Smooda.
Here.
Supervisor Carrato.
Here.
Supervisor Wykoff.
Here.
Supervisor Giovanelli.
Here.
And Supervisor Nunn.
Here.
There are five present.
Okay, excellent. Just as a reminder for everyone here, I know it's a big celebratory meeting tonight, but our meetings are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. So for those that are here, if you are speaking this evening, just make sure that you state your name, your address, and you come to the podium, and that way we have it so that we can put it out online tomorrow and in our public, in our minutes. So our first order of business is our public comment, and I just wanted to put something on the record before we move forward with our public comment, just because we have an issue to address that occurred over the weekend. And on behalf of the board, I just want to address that over the weekend there was a letter to the editor that appeared in Penn Live, and I just want to note that the statement was not authored or authorized by Derry Township, the Board of Supervisors, or a township employee. The township was not made aware of the letter to the editor until it appeared online, and the township reached out to Penn Live to ask that the signature of the editorial be removed. Our solicitor has been in contact with the author to reprimand the inappropriate behavior and ask for a retraction. We really appreciate all of the dozens of residents who are willing to volunteer their time to serve on advisory boards and commissions. However, serving on a Derry Township Board or Commission does not authorize a member to speak on behalf of the township, use the township seal, or publish on behalf of the township without the express written consent of Derry Township. And the township is communicating with all of those who serve on our boards and commissions to make them aware of that. So with that, anyone who would like to offer public comment this evening is welcome to approach the podium and offer your name and your address. Right. Seeing as no one is approaching the podium, we will get on with the meeting, and our first order of business is the consent calendar. There are two items on this evening's consent calendar, and the board may adopt these both at one time or take them individually. Is there a motion from the board?
I'll make a motion to accept the consent calendar items A and B.
All right, thank you. Motion made by Supervisor Smooda. Is there any second?
Seconded
by Supervisor Giovanello. Any additional comments or questions? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Okay, and with that, the consent calendar is adopted unanimously. On to new business, and the reason that most of you are all here today, and that is the promotion of three sergeants and one lieutenant in the Derry Township Police Department. So it's wonderful that we are here to celebrate something so wonderful, to have everybody here. It's not usual that we have such a festive group here for me. So welcome everybody. And Chief Warner, if you want to get us started, and we'll swear our permission.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Appreciate the board's indulgence this evening and everybody else. We're here to celebrate the promotion of three officers to the position of sergeant and one sergeant to the position of lieutenant. In the interest of expediency of time, I'm not going to read full bios, but among these four, we have approximately 80 to 90 years of law enforcement experience between the four people that are being promoted tonight. So these are veterans of our department. They're well respected, and they will do a great job for our department. So, and I will mention that two of them are current or former canine officers, so, which is an added plus. But we will start, Madam Chair, if you want to come down in front of the dais, with Robert Bennett. Bob, if you have any family members that we want up here to support you.
I don't know if they want to offer that.
Just as important to you guys as it is to him and us, so we want to make sure that you're part of this.
I, Robert Bennett.
I, Robert Bennett.
Being promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Being promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
All municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons.
With regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
With regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice.
Towards any person and without regard to status, sex, race, or religion.
Towards any person without regard to status, race, sex, race, religion.
And political belief or aspiration.
And political belief or aspiration.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
I take this obligation freely.
I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of sergeant.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of sergeant.
To the best of my abilities, with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
To the best of my abilities, with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Next officer we have coming up is Officer Gregory Mamrie.
Gregory Mowry.
Being promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Being promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice towards any person.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice towards any person.
And without regard to status, sex, race, religion, and political belief or aspiration.
And without regard to status, sex, race, religion, and political belief or aspiration.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
I take this obligation freely.
I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of sergeant to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of sergeant to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Well, congratulations.
Next up is Officer Jason Rue, or Detective Jason Rue.
I, Jason Rode.
I, Jason Rode.
Being promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Being promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice towards any person.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice towards any person.
And without regard to status, sex, race, religion, and political belief or aspiration.
And without regard to status, sex, race, religion, and political belief or aspiration.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of sergeant to the best of my ability.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of sergeant to the best of my abilities.
With honor and fidelity, so help me God.
With honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Being promoted to the rank of Lieutenant, Assistant Chief of Police.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will obey all lawful orders and directives of the Chief of Police.
I will obey all lawful orders and directives of the Chief of Police.
And the Derry Township Board of Supervisors.
And the Derry Township Board of Supervisors.
I will selflessly serve the citizens of Derry Township competently, with integrity, and will at all times represent the community professionally.
I will selflessly serve the citizens of Derry Township competently, with integrity, and will at all times represent the community professionally.
I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion.
I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of lieutenant to the best of my abilities, with the honor and fidelity, so help me God.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the rank of lieutenant to the best of my abilities, with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Thank you.
requesting the authorization to execute a letter of support for the Penn State Hershey Medical Center's 3-year application for a Dauphin County opioid redemption grant. Mr. Jackson, if you could please provide the background on this agenda item.
Sure. As part of the $26 billion national settlement, there are funds available within Dauphin County to be used for opioid remediation. Municipalities, organizations, and other entities can apply for grants to support local projects and programs that provide abatement strategies and related services to local communities. The county process for consideration of eligible applicants requires a letter of sponsorship from Gary Township. The township is considered a sponsor because the grant criteria lists Gary Township as a community with 10,000 residents or more. Tonight, Penn State Hershey Medical Center is seeking a letter of support for its year 3 application to this grant program. They were successful the past 2 years in securing $75,000 in grant funding. The administration is seeking board authorization to prepare and execute the letter of support like we had the last 2 years. This application would have no financial impact on Gary Township, and Dr. Kathy Anderson is present this evening, who is able to discuss the particulars of the current application for funding and answer any questions that people may have.
Welcome, Dr. Anderson. It's nice to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see everyone, guys.
Party.
I know.
Well, the podium is yours, so
we
can please tell us about this year's grant application.
And I want to make a correction. So the first year we were offered 75 grants, and this year we're getting 150.
Oh,
so we have a maternal substance use disorder program that we started in July of 2023, which we bring moms in who are using substances. In particular now, it's fentanyl and it's silencing. And the most common drug in pregnancy that is being used is actually not opioids, it's marijuana. Yes.
Excuse me, Dr.
Yes, so marijuana. Marijuana is actually the number one drug in pregnancy.
Yeah, that won't help.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Sorry.
I think that Mr. Emmer is going outside to ask.
Okay. And also we're seeing stimulants. So with our substance use disorder program, we're bringing moms in to, in particular, transition them from the illegal substances that they're using, in particular fentanyl and xylazine, and transitioning them over to what we call medication opioid use disorder. We've had probably in the last year at least 40 patients that have come in. They're not necessarily staying in our program, which is good. We're transitioning back to other hospitals, other physicians to take care of them. So we are requesting your support. We had your support last year and the year before, and I want to thank you for your support. Any questions?
Hershey Medical Center's opioid remediation project as discussed this evening.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Juvenile. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Zabuda. Any additional comments or questions? Right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and with that, the motion passes. Thank you for being here, and will that you coordinate the letter? Okay, perfect. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, moving on, we have the appointment of 2 members of the Zoning Hearing Board. We are actually going to table that. We're working on a new policy for our board and commission members. So until we have that in place, and as you've noticed, we have a substitute solicitor this evening. Will is here tonight. Pat is on vacation at the moment. So until Pat gets back, work through that program process, we are going to postpone those appointments until our next meeting, which is, I believe it's March 11th. So is there any additional comments from the board about that? No, we'll just table that until March 11th. Alright, so moving on, our next is the preliminary final subdivision plan for Scott Ortenzio and Celeste C. Stolf Ortenzio. And it's plat number 1398. So Mr. Emmer, can you please provide background on this agenda?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Plat 1398 is being processed to subdivide lot 2, which is the middle lot, in half, and with part to be conveyed to each adjacent lot. The property has frontage on Hill Church Road and is located within our conservation zoning district. As a result of this, no new lots are proposed. As a matter of fact, one goes away. No improvements are proposed as part of this plan. Lot number one contains a dwelling unit detached garage, which is served by public water and public sewer. Lot number two contains an existing shed in the drain field for lot number three, and lot number three contains a dwelling and detached garage and well. There is a series of waivers that were requested with this plan, partially because of the minor nature of it. They've requested waiver from stormwater plans and profiles, sanitary sewer plans and profiles, gas and water system plans and profiles, erosion exempt control plan, perpendicular lot lines to follow the existing lot lines, as you can see on the projection. Showing land contours within 200 feet of the site, providing shade trees, providing physical features within 200 feet of the site, providing fire hydrant flow data. In each of those cases, the planning commission and staff recommended that the waivers were granted. They've asked for a deferment for the dedication of additional right-of-way and roadway widening, deferment for providing curbing and sidewalks. And in each of those cases, the planning commission and staff recommended that the deferments be granted, subject to and conditional on the property owner agreeing to and executing a declaration of covenants to be recorded against the property that would allow the installation of those facilities in the future if deemed necessary. I am recommending plat 1398 conditioned upon the 14 items in my staff comments. I also recommend that the waivers and deferments be granted as outlined in the explanation section of the agenda.
All right, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. So dividing these two properties at some point, someone might want to come and build a home on.
No. Let me get a pointer or use this. So if I go back one sheet, there's three properties there today. This one with the house, this one with the shed and actually the septic system for the adjacent property, and then a third lot with a home. What they're doing is taking the middle lot, more or less splitting it in half and joining it to each adjacent lot.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, understood. Thank you.
I hope the colors would have helped.
The colors helped. Thanks. Is there any questions from board members about this agenda? Okay. So if there's no questions, we need two motions, one for waivers and deferments and one for the plan. So is there a motion for waivers and deferments?
I move that the waivers and deferments are granted from the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, Chapter 185, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item for the preliminary final subdivision plan of Scott Ortenzio and Celeste Stock Ortenzio, Plat 1398.
All right, I will second. Is there any additional comment or questions? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, hearing none, and deferments are approved. All right, I will offer a motion to approve the plan that the preliminary final subdivision plan of Scott R. Ortenzio and Celeste C. Stock Ortenzio, plat 1398, is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 14 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Tabuna. Any additional questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and with that, the plan is also approved. All right, moving on to F, the acceptance of financial security for the revision post-construction stormwater management plan for 1108 Waltonville Road, S-2024-014. Mr. Emmerich, if you could please provide background on this.
Sure. This plan was submitted to detail the revised drawing of the stormwater management facility for a garage, gravel area, swimming pool deck, and a patio at 1108 Waltonville Road. The applicant property owners are Michael and Megan Fernandez. HRG reviews cost estimates prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $20,140 be provided. The applicants have provided security in the form of cash and have entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security to guarantee the completion of improvements required by a stormwater management plan. I'm recommending that the board accepts the cash financial security and enters into the agreement with the Fernandez.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Do any board members have any questions for Mr. Emmerich about this agenda item? Any questions? All right, there are no questions. It is available for a motion.
I'll make a motion that this board accepts the cash financial and security in the amount of $20,140 and enters into an agreement to provide financial security between Michael and Megan Fernandez and the township for the revised post-construction stormwater management plan for 1108 Waltonville Road, S2024-TEC-014.
All right, motion made by Supervisor Zabuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Giovanello. Any additional questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, with that, the motion passes unanimously. Now, I know that I did skip the prior agenda item, but I suspect that we might have some conversation on that one. Done with all the easy stuff this night. So moving back to E, and it is the briefing item for the ordinance amended and, oh, I'm sorry, I need my glasses. Ordinance to amend the subdivision and land development, chapter 185 of the code of the Township of Derry in its entirety, and the modifications to the streets and sidewalk ordinance, chapter 179 of the code of Township of Derry. So we had this agenda item on our last agenda, and we had questions, and Mr. Stump, it was a bad weather day, so we didn't have all of our staff here, so we tabled it till today. So I am going to, Mr. Emmerich, I think you gave us a bit of a rundown on it. If you wouldn't mind just refreshing our memories, and then we'll have some questions, I suspect.
Sure. Okay. Our current subdivision and land development ordinance was adopted December 17th of 1996, over 28 years ago. Although there's been a series of amendments, most of those were related to changes in other ordinances and a change in the MDC. I had listed in my agenda item and went over at the last meeting a lot of the goals in updating the ordinance. Just for instance, the lot add-on plan that was here this evening, we don't even have a term in our ordinance presently. In the draft ordinance that I've attached to this, it would make provisions for a lot add-on plan, and I wouldn't have to read 15 waivers. So just for instance, those are the kind of things that we're trying to clean up. We're trying to also make sure that we're legally sound, because the ordinance, of course, hasn't had a comprehensive legal review in a long, long time. We want to make allowances for property corners, just some things that really, really need cleaned up. We have some private hydrants proposed in the township, and this new ordinance would have standards for their operation, as well as, you know, we do have a few underground reservoirs where there wasn't public water when the residential development was created, and I would like to have better standards for the operation and maintenance of that. That's all scripted in the draft, along with, you know, many of the other things that I've put in there. At the last meeting, or initially when I had asked HRG for a cost to do what I felt was their review, they came back with a not to exceed $18,000. I had provided, since that time, I provided HRG a very finite listing of items that I felt that I would need their input in, and that reduced the cost to $10,500. So that's where we are this evening. Aside from any questions you might have for Eric or for me.
And I know that we discussed at the last meeting that our solicitor also needs to review this. So once HRG is done, and there will be additional costs from having Pat and his team look it over.
Right.
So I will open it up to questions from the board for for Chuck, and now that Eric's here, for Eric, on this agenda item.
Other than thank you, Eric, for sharpening the pencil.
Yeah. Agree.
All right. Well, we're always happy when prices come down. So thank you, Eric. Nobody's got no questions to him? Okay. Well, with that, it is ready for a motion. If somebody would like to offer a motion to get this moving forward.
I'll move that the Board of Supervisors authorizes staff to begin working with HRG and Grimbean Thatcher to update the saldo and the streets and sidewalks ordinance.
Supervisor Whitehoff, is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, second by Supervisor Smita. Any additional questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And with that, the motion carries unanimously. So that wraps up our business for this evening. So moving on to our next agenda item, which is Supervisor Board and Committee Reports. And as usual, starts to the left with Supervisor Smita.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've had a busy couple of days. Last night, I attended a downtown board design board meeting. We had two items on an agenda. We approved signage for 406 West Caracas Avenue, or Nostalgic Metals. Apparently, the guy does small jewelry items. And we tabled another one because the applicant did not attend the meeting. And there was some question that we had, so we tabled that for the next meeting. This morning, both the chair and I attended a transportation meeting. We were quite busy. We opened up with a rather long conversation with Representative Tom Haffey, and he shared some citizens came through about some concerns on traffic, pedestrian safety on Cocoa Avenue. He suggested that we issue a letter to PennDOT to look at these issues for modifications and to increase the traffic safety and flow. That will be coming from HRG at some time in the near future and vetted by us and signed to the Senate. We had a discussion with DTMA. The Ridge Road project, there's a minor delay due to some boring issues. Very short delay if that, maybe through April. We also discussed regular business, Hawkersville Road project, just for award of $700,000 to complete that project. We had further discussion concerning improved lighting on East Chocolate Avenue 800 block, Stauffer's Church Road, culvert work, and repaving work. There was a discussion there. Mid-2025 year project. We discussed a paving project on Governor, and that should start in the springtime. Governor and Cocoa, I should say. We also discussed the Gateway project, where we just received PennDOT response, minor issues, nothing insurmountable. We have money for that, so they are going to, our HRG is going to start programming into that, so we can see what that all looks like. And we brought up at the very end of our meeting, we started talking about left turn signalization on Cocoa and Governor, which people have been clamoring for quite a while now. We're going to revisit that and see if there's any new information out there to maybe process that. That's all I got. Sorry to take up so much of your time. Yes, it was.
Supervisor Corrado, do you have any order?
I have no report except to say Carl will be doing our DTMA report. Thank you, Carl.
All right, Supervisor Giovanello.
No.
All right, Supervisor Whitehoff.
Not much to report from DTMA from a public perspective other than an update on Ridge Road. The contractor continues to work at the northern downstream stage of the project on HE&R property and Hershey Company property, which is north of Park Boulevard and crossing Park Boulevard. Thank you to the community for their patience and understanding with these closures on Park Boulevard. We're working to improve the infrastructure, and hopefully they'll be wrapped up soon. That's all I have for DTMA.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. And I, Supervisor Zabuda, sit on the transportation working group and offer a great report. We're all very excited to see some paving happening soon, especially as you noted in the square area of Cocoa and Homestead with the
Chief Warner, do you have anything for this evening?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, thank you for the indulgence, for the permission tonight. It was very important, very exciting for the department to see some leaders who may have been informal at the time or are actually taking positions of leadership within the department. And that kind of segues into reports for the board in reference to traffic safety, some of the enforcement that we are trying to take on. We hired 4 officers last year that went through the academy. They got out their in-field training, so they're not by themselves yet on the road, and they're not part of the minimum staffing. So we're kind of wading through that a little bit. With the promotions, obviously that indicates that we have some vacancies. So we have 4 vacancies that we're gonna have to fill again. So we are testing again trying to get 4 qualified candidates that we can put through another July academy, which will get them out in December. So it kind of puts us behind the eight ball again in reference to getting our full traffic safety unit up and running like we wanted to, just because we need the bodies on the street for more staffing. But what we've done is we've actually, there are a couple different methods that we get traffic complaints. One is through the citizens request portal for the township. And then we have a couple different methods for our Crime Watch page where people will contact us in reference to traffic issues, whether it be speeding, stop signs, some different issues that require some enforcement. So what we've been doing is putting those issues that are brought to us out immediately to all patrol platoons and asking the sergeants to try to dedicate a person at least once a shift to address some of those issues instead of just trying to do things haphazardly. We're really trying to address those issues as they come in and target those areas and not just have people go out and do enforcement here and there. We're really trying to address the things that the citizens are bringing to us. And sometimes it takes a little bit of an effort, and sometimes calls get in the way, but we're really trying to make a little bit more of a concerted effort to address the things that people are telling us about.
Well, thank you, because all of the board members would agree that's probably the thing that we hear about the most from our residents is speeding and traffic. That above anything else that we hear, that is the biggest issue. And we talked about it a bit on our call this morning. I don't know, do we have a timeline? We had ordered all of those speeding devices that were going to go on the roads.
We have not received notification that we have gotten that grade.
Oh, okay. Any idea like when that gets awarded?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check.
Okay.
Yeah, sometime in the spring that we'll be able to say we'll hear about it. Sure.
Because we asked for the next round of grants coming up soon, don't we? Isn't that coming up?
This will do September.
June-ish. Oh, gosh. Okay. All right, so we have the okay. Well, Chief, thank you for the update.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited to have the officers on traffic control and the new promotions too. Very exciting.
Yes.
And to see all the families here.
Yes.
It's nice to see the families. And we know that they sacrifice a lot for their family member to be an officer, so it's wonderful to see them here celebrating as well.
Thank you.
Mr. Sassman, Fire Department.
I have nothing for this evening, thank you.
Okay.
Quick and easy.
Quick and easy. Okay. Mr. Clark.
We've been a little busy the last few weeks, as I'm sure you can imagine, but today, this week rather, we've managed to get out and get started on some spring work, start cleaning things up in the parks and facilities and what have you. It's about all I have.
It's coming. It felt like spring to them. Yeah. Thank you. Mrs. Jacobine.
So we're having a quilting exchange at the library, and you can drop off supplies on Saturdays, and then we have so you can drop off any extra quilting supplies you have every Saturday until April 14th, I think, and then we have a quilting exchange planned in late April when you can come from what we've collected. Rommel's fully booked for Seasons Celtic Band on March 8th at 2 p.m., which is 100 registrations. And on March 3rd at 2 p.m., we have Waitress, which is the Friends Foodie Film Festival. We're showing the film Waitress. And then we're also having on Saturday, March 1st, a children's program. It's called Fried Folk Songs, and it's presented by Dave Fry, who's a very good musician. So we're looking forward to that. Lots of fun stuff.
Like there's always something to do at the library.
Always. We try.
All right, Ms. Colker. Thank you, Madam Chair. Just an update from Parks and Rec on some leaks. We haven't been able to run any leaks in the new community center, and we're finally testing that out this winter. So pickleball league began on Friday, and that's going well. And then we currently have registration open for a 515 basketball league. You can register through ActiveNet as a team or a free agent, and then you'd be matched with a team. There's 6 regular season games, and then everyone plays the first week of the tournament, and then it goes from there.
All of the new aqua size classes that have been advertised, are those going well?
Yes, those have been going well. We had a lot of feedback from some of the participants as they did after they did the demo classes, and then we evaluated registration and were able to run classes for this first session and keep those going.
Excellent. So positive feedback?
We have had positive feedback.
Okay,
yes.
That's good to hear. All right, Mr. Stump, Township Engineer.
Mr. Zamuda gave a very nice overview of our meeting this morning, very detailed. I don't have much to add. Highlight that, as you mentioned, was the $700,000 grant that we received from CFA, multimodal funding for improvements at Hockersville, along Hockersville Road, just between Ariba and 422, fix the vertical curb and add sidewalk in that area. So we'll be taking a closer look at it. It was a partial award. They gave most of what was asked for. We're going to take a closer look and see what can be perhaps taken out of that project scope in order to fit within that budget, or we're maybe taking another look at where the budget is.
Okay, sounds great. Mr. Emmerich, anything additional this evening?
I do. Imagine that I need to schedule a hearing.
Okay.
It's for a liquor license transfer from Spadaro Township to Derry Township for a new restaurant. B-A-C-C-O, which will be replacing Iron Valley Real Estate at the Hershey Square, the Hershey downtown. I'd like to schedule that for Tuesday, March 25th at 7 p.m., or in other words, during your regular meeting. March 25th, we do have 2 conditional use hearings preceding the meeting. And Pat's generally okay. As a matter of fact, he is okay with this happening during the regular meeting.
Okay, so we'll do the 2 hearings beforehand and then do the other. Okay.
It probably is the first agenda, regular agenda.
Okay.
If that pleases the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll make it a long night. And Mr. Jackson, anything for this evening? Wrapping up our department head reports, that brings us to our next opportunity for the public to place comments on the record. Just a reminder that anyone that would like to place comments on the record, your name, your address, and please keep it under 3 minutes, and the podium is yours. Okay. Seeing as no one would like to come forward and offer a public comment, we will close this opportunity for public comment, and our last agenda item is adjournment. So if someone would like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
And I will second. All in favor, please say